Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in the studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by phone today, we have the Director of Operations for the Minnesota Timber Producers Association, Ray Higgins. Welcome to the show, Ray.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, we're here in southern Minnesota where there isn't a whole lot of timber produced, but up where you're at, that's a pretty big part of the economy, right?
Well, you'd be surprised that nearly 300 communities in our state, from Warro down to Winona, do have businesses affected by the forest products industry. So we are a statewide industry, even though, as you said, the forested parts of the state are more in the northeast and the eastern half of the state. But we're the fifth largest manufacturing industry in Minnesota, with an $8.5 billion impact to our state's economy. 31,000 folks work in our industry statewide, and those folks make nearly $1.5 billion in wages. So it's a huge part of the economy in our state.
Yeah, I didn't even consider the fact that they can take the raw materials, the wood, and create products anywhere in the state, I suppose.
Right. We make all sorts of products in the state, from toothpicks and windows, of course. A lot of people know about Marvin Windows up in Warro. We've made hockey sticks over the years in our state. All sorts of products from forest products manufactured not only in the forested regions but statewide.
And one of the things about forested products is that it's a renewable resource, right?
Exactly. Our industry is one of the big reasons why our forests in our state are so healthy. We harvest less than 1% of our state's forest land each year, and we grow three times as much wood as we harvest in Minnesota. And our state's forests are certified as sustainable by two separate global third-party organizations, the Forest Stewardship Council, and the Sustainable Forestry Initiative. So those third-party certifications mean that all Minnesotans can feel secure in the fact that we'll be able to enjoy all those activities like fishing, hiking, camping, hunting, berry picking, all of those forest-based activities we enjoy that are such a big part of the fabric of our way of life in Minnesota. And those jobs, those 31,000 jobs I talked about, are dependent on healthy forests in our state. But more than that, those harvests on state and county lands generate revenue for state and county government that helps support our schools and lowers our property taxes. So every family in our state is affected by healthy forests and a healthy forest products industry.
You know, we think about all the state and federal forests that we have in Minnesota, and people probably don't realize that there's actually a lot of forestry activity going on in those areas, and that foresters actually consider that a good thing to have that going on, right?
Yeah, the forestry activities, the forest management activities, there are a variety of them, but one of the main forest management methods used by the U.S. Forest Service, by the Minnesota DNR, by county land departments is timber harvest, because it keeps forests healthy. When trees get to the point where they're getting too old, it's better to use them as forest products, generate that revenue from them, and allowing that tree, that forest area, to regenerate with young, healthy trees.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for your time, Ray. It's been very educational.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
Ray Higgins, the Director of Operations for the Minnesota Timber Producers Association. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.